Blog Talk Radio.
It's too early for all this. Listen, y'all know that I'm kind of an observant person. I find revelation in everything. If you go to an amusement park, look at the roller coasters. There are two types of roller coaster riders. There's one like me, who's very quiet, holds on to the bar real tight. And then you have another one, they just throw up their hands and scream, ah! The weird part about it is me, who's sitting there trying to be all cool about it, and I'm holding everything in. I'm feeling all those drops way more than the people that have their hands up shouting. And it just seems like in this season, it just seems like God is purposely putting me through a little bit of roller coaster action, some rises and some falls, just to see if for once I was just, Jesus!
Sing it. Hello, we gotta clean up. Ooh, and I smell. Girl, I saw that. Girl, I like, oh,
a different man. See, life hits and life hurts. Think I've seen some of life's worst, but you've been here, so you understand. See, I fell and I broke something, but I couldn't tell, cause I kept running away from your love and grace. So my tricks and my pain, my failures, they only made me desperate to seek your face. Oh, the devil hoped this injury would make me stop and take the feet, but I know Jesus walks with me, so I'll just keep on walking with my feet.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight. The first song that I played was Roller Coasters. The second song was Keep On Doing Better. And both songs are by Jonathan McReynolds. Once again, thank you for joining on tonight. I'm your humble host, Prophet Stacy. And, of course, this is Prolific Fire. Father God, I pray over each and every person, Lord God, that's listening tonight, Lord God. I pray that you will bless them according to your will on tonight, God. You know what they need from this message, God. I pray that you feed them real good tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Sit me down, God, and you stand up mightily tonight, God. And I give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. Amen. Well, let's jump right on into it. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, and I will be reading from the Message Bible. Again, that's Luke 17, verses 11 through 19 from the Message Bible. It happened that as he made his way toward Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Taking a good look at them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "Were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider?" Then he said to him, "Get up on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you." Your faith has healed and saved you. Do you know somebody that's so selfish, so self-centered, that they literally think everything is about them? As long as things are benefiting them, it's all good. Do you know somebody like that? They think they are somehow entitled to all the things that you do for them. They think that serving them, picking up in behind them, going out of your way to help them is just something you're supposed to do. Never a thank you. I appreciate you for doing this for me and that for me, for always having that ready for me. You're doing all you can to make their life stress-free, and all they're doing is stressing you. They have absolutely, and I mean absolutely, no manners. You would think they were raised by a team of wolves, the way that they just get what they want and walk away. Kind of like the lepers in tonight's foundational text. They called on Jesus. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They called on him until he answered, and they got what they wanted. Most of them never to be heard from again. But one, somebody say, but one, when he realized he was healed, he went back to tell Jesus thank you and to show his gratitude. He turned around and came back shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. And the foundational text says he kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Now, you must remember that back in those days, Samaritans and Jews didn't associate with each other. Remember the woman at the well in John 4, how she put Jesus on notice, reminding him he was a Jew and she a Samaritan. Still, despite his ethnicity, here he was thanking Jesus. He was bold enough to put who he was aside and come back to a place that had nothing but unhealed memories for him. He was bold enough to put who he was aside and come back to a place that had nothing but unhealed memories for him, just to tell Jesus, thank you. He was bold enough to go back to a place where everybody knew him as a leper, just to tell Jesus, thank you. When was the last time you dropped your pride? When was the last time you put aside who you think you are? When was the last time you forgot about what people think of you and got in the face of Jesus just to tell him, thank you. Thank you that I'm not the person I used to be. Thank you that I'm not in the place that I used to be in. Thank you that I'm healed. Thank you that I'm delivered. Thank you that my self-esteem has been restored. Thank you that I'm clean. Thank you that I'm free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. While this Samaritan man was going in thanking Jesus, the Bible says Jesus said to him, "Get up on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you." And just like that, Jesus officially released this Samaritan man into his future. And just like that, Jesus officially released this Samaritan man into his future. That's the power of thank you. That's the power of thank you. The power of thank you. Tonight's message. All he had to do was get up from there, be on his way, no looking back, no going back. It had all been taken care of. It was a prophetic release that Jesus spoke over this Samaritan man's life, a release that the other 9 were not privileged to because they were too self-centered, far too selfish to come back and simply say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you for doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. Glory to God. Now, just imagine this Samaritan man running into his ex-leper friends, how different he'd appear to them, and they wouldn't even be able to figure out why. Somebody the same way your ex-club friends, you know, the ones that you used to party with, your ex-weed-smoking friends, the way they look at you now. That's how the Samaritan man, this Samaritan man's ex-leper friends would be looking at him. I mean, weren't we all lepers? Weren't we all suffering from the same disease physically, socially, mentally, and emotionally? Then we all become clean, and then we all get healed together around about the same time. Well, how come you're doing so much better than the rest of us? All the questions they would ask, struggling to make sense of it all. But how many of you gathered here tonight on the phone lines, on the internet, on the podcast, on iTunes, how many of you tonight, you know there's a huge difference, at least there's supposed to be. There's a huge difference between a saved person and an unsaved person. Yes, they were all suffering from the same disease. Yes, they did all get clean. Yes, they did get healed together all around about the same time. But don't miss it, because the Bible says when one of them realized he was healed, he turned around and came back shouting his gratitude. He couldn't thank Jesus enough. And Jesus responded by saying, among other things, your faith has healed and saved you. Nine of them, don't miss it, nine of them got healed. But that one Samaritan man, after he went back to say thank you, he ended up not just healed. Don't miss it, he ended up not just healed, but he was healed and saved. That's the power of thank you. Psalms 104 from the NIV says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Give him thanks. We were designed to give him thanks. Give him thanks. Have a thankful attitude. Display a heart of thanksgiving. And thank you will cause you to enter gates, cause you to enter realms and places that the ungrateful could never even dream of seeing. The Message Bible says, thank you is the password. The Message Bible says that thank you is the password. Enter with the password. You see, an ungrateful attitude can keep you stagnant. Somebody, an ungrateful attitude can keep you stagnant, stuck in the same place for years, which explains why nine out of the ten lepers in tonight's text, even after getting healed, they still couldn't come back and say thank you, because they were stuck. They were too selfish, too self-centered, too full of an ungrateful attitude, to the point that that ungrateful attitude of theirs had them stuck, literally stuck in the same place, stuck in their ways, stuck in their old beliefs, stuck in their beliefs, etc. Perhaps you know somebody stuck in their ways, stuck deep down in their beliefs, their old beliefs. And no matter how much you do for them to hopefully improve them, they're still stuck, still ungrateful, still in the same place, going nowhere. And because they are still ungrateful, don't expect a door, a chance of advancement to open for them anytime soon. Hear me. Because they are still ungrateful, don't expect a door, a chance of advancement to open for them anytime soon. Jesus said, were not ten healed, where are the nine? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider? Notice in the text, Jesus mentioned the other nine lepers, but he did not try to go get them and bring them up to a place that they didn't deserve to be. Don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted tonight. Don't get it twisted. He knew where they were, and he knew where they were, and he could have went and got them, but he didn't. That right there is a word. for those of you trying to play savior to that one that just needs to learn a lesson, because we all know somebody in our lives. We done all we can do for them. And now it's time for us to step back, and they just need to learn a lesson. So this right here is a word. For those of you trying to play savior to that one that just needs to learn a lesson, let them stay where they are. Jesus didn't go back and get the other nine. He knew where they were. He mentioned them. He could have went and got them, but he didn't. He let them stay where they were because they didn't deserve to be in the same position as the Samaritan man who had thanked him. Who showed gratitude. They didn't deserve to be on the same level as him, so they missed out on their blessing. Let them stay where they are. No thank you, no advancement. No thank you, no advancement. No thank you, no advancement. In other words, if you don't thank God, you have already. If you don't thank Jesus for what you have already, do not expect advancement. You want to be ungrateful? Okay. Be that way, but you will remain stuck right there in the same place another day and another day and a day after that and so on. But for those of us that are thankful, thank you, Jesus. But for those of us that are thankful, the Bible says, I see what you've done. Now see what I've done. I've opened a door before you that no one can slam shut. You don't have much strength. I know that, but you used what you had to keep my word. You didn't deny me when times were rough. Somebody, because you didn't deny Jesus when times were rough, but you thanked him in everything, even though it was rough, you still gave him the glory. He's going to bless you. You didn't deny him when times were rough. That's Revelations 3:8 from the Message Bible. That Samaritan man could have been like Peter and denied Jesus. He could have denied the power that had touched his life and healed him, but he didn't. Instead, he came back just to tell him, thank you. Thank you will open a door for you that the unsaved will never understand. Thank you will open a door for you that the unsaved will never understand. Thank you humbles you by taking the focus off of you. Thank you humbles you by taking the focus off of you. And believe it or not, being humble rather than selfish is one of the keys to healing this land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, New King James, lets us know that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, do what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Want to keep living in a land that's clearly in need of healing from so many sick, perverted things? You want to keep living in a land like that? If you do, keep being selfish, not thinking about anybody else's needs but yours. Keep being selfish, not thinking about anybody else's needs but yours. But if you really want to live healed, in a land that's healed, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humbling yourself requires baby steps in your personality. Starting with something as small as saying thank you. Every now and then, especially when you know they deserve it, say thank you. Every now and then, Jesus desires to hear thank you. He longs to know he's loved and appreciated. He deserves to know that everything he has done and continues to do for you is not in vain. Don't be like the nine lepers. Hear me tonight. Don't be like the nine lepers in tonight's text. Don't ever think that somehow you're entitled to the healing. You're entitled to the miracle. You're entitled to the blessing. You're entitled to the job. You're entitled to the roof over your head, etc. So you just keep going and never look back. Just because he's Jesus, that doesn't mean he has to come through for you. Just because he's Jesus, that does not mean he has to come through for you. Hear me, somebody. He could have answered your neighbor's prayers and ignored your cry for mercy, but he didn't. If, like those 10 lepers, you've ever cried, Lord, have mercy, and Jesus answered. If you've ever muttered under your breath, Lord, have mercy, and he answered, he deserves thanks. He deserves a thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's the smallest gestures that can be the start of the greatest movement. Sometimes it's the smallest gestures that can be the start of the greatest movement. For example, Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat on the bus paved the way for not just her rights, but for the rights of others to be respected. It wasn't just a move for her, as we are always told to consider others. The Bible tells us to consider others. Remember what Philippians 2:3-5 from the NIV says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. The New Living Translation says, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. And what was Jesus' attitude? What was his attitude like? He was and is not selfish. First of all, he was and he is not selfish. Never once while walking this earth did he just try to get what he could get for himself. But he surrendered his life to the world. It wasn't easy. No, it wasn't easy, but he surrendered his life to the world. He didn't walk around. He didn't just walk away. He didn't just walk away and not look back after his experience on the cross, but he left us his Holy Spirit as a gift. And some of you, you want to act like the lepers, the nine lepers, and not say thank you. Even some of you who know, you know what it feels like to be unappreciated for the work you do in the home, for the work you do on the job. God says, even you want to be thanked. Even you want to be thanked. And then you forget to say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning, clothing me in my right mind, giving me the activity of my limbs. Thank you, Jesus. What happened to thank you, Jesus? You want to be thanked, but then you turn around and forget to thank him. God says, humble yourself. Don't you know that's how you will be lifted up in due time? According to 1 Peter 5:6 from the NIV, that's how you will be lifted up in due time if you humble yourself. God says, humble yourself. Don't you know that's how you will be lifted up in due time? All the blessings you forfeit to someone else because you are ungrateful. You don't know how to humble yourself. Stop being selfish and just say thank you. Say thank you and really mean it from your heart. Father God, let us not forget to be humble and to say thank you. In doing so, we set ourselves up to be blessed, to be healed and saved. And we set ourselves up like a Samaritan man, despite his ethnicity, to be prophetically released into our future. That's the power of thank you. It's about more than having good manners. It's about more than having good manners in the face of Jesus. Amen. Father God, look up on every unsaved person tonight. Look up on the unsaved tonight and send your mercy and the grace to receive Jesus and his precious Holy Spirit, that lives may be changed, delivered, and healed tonight. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Right now, this concludes the message, but if there's anybody on the phone lines, whether it's via Blog Talk Radio, or perhaps you on the podcast, or perhaps you listen to iTunes, I will tell you how to reach me in just a minute. But if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio tonight and you desire prayer, press 1 at this time on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Once again, thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that you are blessed by this word that the Lord gave me. I said what he said to say, and that's all. No adding to it, just say what he says, and that's it. Going once, going twice for the phone lines. Okay, I see there are no live prayer requests tonight, but if you're listening to me any other kind of way besides the phone lines and you desire prayer, even if you're on the phone lines and you desire prayer but you didn't do it tonight, you can call or text me for prayer or Bible-based consultation. The number is 865-408-8690. Again, the number is 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Connect with me on Twitter at prolificfire. DM me on Twitter if you need to. Or you can find me on Instagram at prophetstacy. Same thing. DM me on Instagram if you need to. And like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Everybody listening under the sound of my voice, be sure to join my sister Prophetess Pate Friday night for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. So if you missed your opportunity for prayer tonight and you don't want to reach me directly for whatever reason, I'm a sweet person, but just in case you don't want to reach me directly, you can get on the phone lines with her Friday night. And it starts at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, and call the same number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. The phone line will be open to pray with you. A flyer will be up on all my social media sites for her as well, just in case you missed the announcement. And be sure to join me back here on Prolific Fire next Monday when the message will be Not My Kids. Until then, everybody, have a blessed night. I love each of you. I'm out.